Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to be consistently tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and prayerfully inspired, motivated to be ever more intensely intentional in regaining your footing upon the path of everlasting life. It is always my intention to provide more support, prayerfully more inspiration, and guidance as to what needs to happen within us in order to give us leverage over a world-conquering rampage that has morphed into genocide, zero population, and depopulation that very few people are really addressing properly. We're talking about health and wellness. We're talking about diet. We're talking about vegetarianism and veganism. There are a lot of conversations going on, but the reality of the genocide is evident by virtue of how much escalation of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, dialysis, all of the diseases and disease that people are dealing with, and how much younger we are being affected and impacted by these things as babies, as children, as youth, as teenagers, and that there are so many more who are having their lives cut short in their 20s and early 30s and 40s. And where we were given a tally in March of 2020 of how many people were passing away from this lie they called COVID, we never got any tally as to how many people were passing away from any other issue at any other time. But heart disease is the number one killer of all people. But they will not call that a pandemic. And not responding correctly and directly to the exponential expansion of diseased ones that is more than a pandemic. It is epidemic, but it is genocide, and we need to be able to respond correctly and directly with it and to it, because our governments, our religious institutions, and educational systems are participating with it. And so we are having to come to a point in place where we realize that your duty, obligation, and responsibility is in loving your source, loving this that is called life, loving the source of all being with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, coming to a point in place where we realize that we will never, ever have anything greater than who and what we already are, but naked. And there are many ones who have articulated how great we were in antiquity, how much civilizations and how we taught the world to do everything that the world does. But to come to a point in place where we have fallen to such a degree where we do not care to clear, cleanse, purify our bodies where we actually dwell, and that we are careless with the greatest gift that we were given, which is our lives and the responsibility, duty, and obligation we have to ensure the progression of our lineages as well as our children, are coming to a point and place where it really matters to us as to how we walk, how we live, how we love, how we lift, how we stand, and whether we will allow ourselves to be mindless consumers, or whether we will begin to articulate that which is light, wisdom, and truth that allows us to become our own saving grace, our own saviors, as opposed to waiting for someone to come in the clouds to save a people who do not care to save themselves. And so I'm grateful for every opportunity I have to come to these airwaves, grateful for every opportunity I have to speak, grateful for each and every one of you who care to hear me. Even though the messaging is very much the same, it is still a little different because it's a different day. And for this now moment of eternity in which we're living, I'm the one to remind us that we are living in a now moment of eternity, and there should be no death on our horizon. And we were told the wages of sin is death. And so to be careless with ourselves, to participate in our own cellular oppression, to be mindless, thoughtless, careless, and then to blame other ones where we will not take full responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to that which is ours to do in our own behalf and in the best interest of the whole of us. But the divisiveness has been supported in our tribalism, in the differences that we expound upon with us, from the racism to the bigotry to the homophobia to all of the other things. And I'm just saying, it doesn't matter what your race, your religion, your ideology, your ethnicity. We each are still these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. The divisiveness is a trick to put us in a place where we're warring within ourselves, where we're divided within ourselves. Each one is an individuation of the intelligence of existence. And that intelligence is all there is. It cannot be divided. It is the wholeness that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And it is so gifting, so blessed, so beneficent that it has gifted each of us so much of itself. And the cosmic conformity is in the multiplicity of diversity that we all still have the opportunity to be radiant with the gift of our absolute and supreme intelligence. Everything exalts its life and everything exalts its intelligence. And the only reason that the people are doing something different is because of the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of the behavior modifying chemicals that have been introduced into the body through that they call food. And so I am voice on behalf of our liberation from the sickness, illness, and disease, from the degradation, the violations, the shame, the guilt, so that we remember and we exalt a full effort in our coming into the degrees of integrity that are necessary in order to be vivid in our own self-reflection and self-expression as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that we're able to partake fully of life itself, the light of supreme intelligence that is present everywhere. That no matter where we are upon the planet, we realize that we are all immersed in the blessedness of being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart within the very presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, swimming in the ocean of nothing but cosmic consciousness. And so there is no such thing as unconsciousness. Everything is conscious of itself. But where there has been an agenda of oppression to suppress and oppress and put us in a place where our neurological activity is not happening because of how much mucus and pus and stuff that is in the brain, in the body, throughout the systems that slows down our electromagnetic energy, that we are not able to really think properly. We're not properly oriented in the truth of our identity. So the identity theft happened some time ago, years ago, thousands of years ago. It has nothing to do with our social security number or our bank accounts or our credit score. It has everything to do with our walking in the integrity of supreme intelligence as the progenitor men of lineages and the perpetuators, wound men of lineages of existence, and to know that representing our lineages and ensuring the progression of our lineages is a part of the purpose in our being. And the other more, I won't say more important, but as important, is in the exaltation of a full effort in our living to be in harmony with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and to be in a place where we have an understanding that to be in the class of earth residency means that we are here to master ourselves. We are here to unfold, to self-discover, self-realize, self-actualize, be harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, the love of being, and to be in a place and space where these bodies are cleared, cleansed, purified, consecrated for the enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses that walk this planet in the midst of the eternity in which she is in flotation and rotation. To be is the evidence of the blessedness. Divinity is all there is. That's all we see. And men, and those who are kind of men, have made it their business to try to conquer and subdue, bulldoze, reorient the earth for its own purposes, some of which serves us and others of it is disservicing. The murder of billions and billions of creatures so that their carcasses can be fed to people as food is a misuse of the land, of the water. And we're having to come to a point where we realize that this is the root of the evil. Where other ones have said, well, you know, it's the love of money that is the root of the evil. And I'm saying, no, it's the love of killing. It's the love of bastardizing and usurping. It's the misuse and the abuse of the intelligence that you were given that you or one would plot and plan to undermine, disrupt, destroy, violate, enslave, murder, kill, and desecrate individuals, the land, the populace, the animals. But for those who are busy serving the distortion and the dysfunction, there are many others of us who can make day-to-day decisions to clear and cleanse ourselves from having been permeated and penetrated at the cellular level with that which is undermining our optimum cellular functioning. And so when we have a conversation about health, we should have a conversation about what is the requisite in terms of what we need to do daily to experience optimum cellular functioning. But when the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress our cellular functioning, then the foundation of our liberation at the cellular level has to be to cleanse the obstruction, the blockage, and the poisons from our systems. We've been given microdoses of nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, synthetics, pesticides, herbicides, hormones, antibiotics, and all manners of drugs, tobacco, alcohol, and the 140 chemicals that are in the cigarettes. I'm just saying is that we can no longer participate with our own demise and think that you have the right to live without any issues. You understand? So freedom and liberation means that you are living in the light of the truth of the one that you are as an intelligence of existence. You are self-healing, self-knowing, exalting the truth of your divinity, realigning with the will of existence and ensuring the progression of your lineages because you are the evidence of the light having been restored in your tissues, in your body, in your vehicle, in your vessel that is your body. And so for those who want to hang on to your right to be wrong, that's your behavior modification in full effect. For those who want to feel as though you have the right to sup off of the carcasses of dead animals as your right, that is the evidence of your behavior having been modified. For those who think that God has given you the free will to be enslaved to an appetite, desire, passion, or lust that has been literally created by commercialism and capitalism and a free enterprise system that is the genocide, in effect, is the evidence of the impact and the effect of the behavior modifying effect of those chemicals that are permeating and penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being. And for those who have changed your diet, and you are still overweight. You are still in fear, in doubt, in lack, in insecurity, out of alignment with that which is your light, is because your body still needs to be cleansed from the impact and the effect of having these microdoses of chemicals and garbage in your system since you were a child. And to be in a place where we don't care to correct, we don't care to be cleared, we don't care to be cleansed, we don't care to be empowered, we don't care to walk in the vivid self-expression as to who and whose we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of God, that's because of the behavior modification. That's how much toxicity your body's holding. Because it is your right and it is your nature to be in the greatness of who and whose you are. There should come a point in time in our growth and elevation and maturation where we've asked and we've knocked for the truth of our being. There should come a natural progression in our growth and our elevation, and whether we have gone through the miseducational system or the religious indoctrination, where something inside of us cared to really understand what our purpose in being on the planet actually is. Who am I? Why am I? What am I? You understand? And to have a system of religious indoctrination and miseducation that does not speak to the divinity of who and what we are as beings and give us the key to having an understanding and an understanding as to what our capacity is, what is our greatness, how do we develop it, how do we cultivate it, and to provide that support in the cultivation of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of who and whose we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is the lowest and the highest common denominator of all of existence itself. And so, yes, I am the one to encourage us to realize that living and being and dwelling in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal upon a planet that is as big as a period at the end of a sentence in this realm of eternity in which we are in flotation and rotation, to accept the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being, and to realize that you cannot kill yourself and think that there's some prosperity that you deserve when the greatest thing you will ever have is you. And you have been entrusted by the cosmic order to ensure the progression of your lineages, to walk the exalted walk, to have an exalted thought, to be honorable, to honor, glorify, to be a treasure, to cherish this sacred gift that you've been given that is life itself. But this thought that you, so many of you have, that you have the right to do whatever the hell you want to do to your own detriment, is because of the behavior modification. It's because of the agenda that is systemic oppression. It is because there have been those who have followed in the footsteps of their forefathers in the progression of error in launching warfare against the whole of humanity, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and her whole populace. But we have opportunity now to come to a point and place where we will no longer participate with our own cellular oppression. We have the opportunity to realize that as long as you have breath and heartbeat, as long as the earth is in flotation and rotation, as long as the sun is blazing, you have the opportunity to affirm and declare the truth of who you are as this point of the presence of that I am that is all there is as existence itself, and to accept the clearing, the cleansing, the opportunity for salvation, deliverance, liberation from the ills, from the anger, from the frustration, the madness, from all of that which whittles away at your own degrees of self-respect, self-repair, and self-evolutionary unfoldment as a conscious immortal. you are the only you who you will ever have. And we can call so many names of those who've come and gone, so many ones who comforted us, so many ones who sang to us, so many ones who've entertained us, so many ones who shared this absolute divine experience and left us so much of the treasures of their gifts, their talents, their skills, and whatnot, not so that we could just fall into obscurity and have no impact on our liberation, but so that we have the inspiration, the motivation, the discipline, the care to be wrapped in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present, so that we rise, so that we walk an exalted walk as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of God, Goddess. We can do what they didn't know to do. Is to liberate ourselves from all of the sludge, all of the alcohol, all the tobacco, all of the artificial colors and flavors and chemicals that were in the Skittles and all of the candies and all of this stuff. A people who undermine their children are a people who are destined to die. A system of oppression that then touts that it is so great and it is participating in the warring against the whole of humanity is a system that is already scheduled for its demise and its death. We're just dealing with absolute law and ignorance of the law. You cannot literally break the law that says what you do unto others shall be done unto you. The law that says you will reap a harvest that is consistent with the nature of the seeds that you have sown. The law that says that love is the fulfillment of the law. The will of existence for the exaltation of itself as the beauty and the beneficence and the abundance and the bounty and the blessedness of all there is as existence itself, to love it with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, is law. The law of our wealth, the law of our prosperity, the law of our salvation, the law of our liberation comes with the knowing that to love is to care, to love is to nurture, to love is to nourish, to love is to strengthen, to love is to literally celebrate and exalt the gift that we've been given. To love is to honor and to cherish and to treasure and to cultivate oneself with the obedience and obeyance unto that which is the source of our being. To respect, appreciate, to be the gift, to accept the blessedness, and to care. To stand despite all of those forces who would try to ensure that we're not standing, that we cannot get up, that we cannot heal, that we are to be cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity, that you are here to dwell in the valleys, in the shadow of death, in the shadows of the valleys of death. And I'm saying we are already living in the realm of eternity. Death is a program that we can deprogram with every fiber of our being, as you are opening to and receiving the light of the truth that you are worthy and deserving, and the fact that you are here is the evidence of how blessed you are to have the opportunity to be fully participatory in the resurrection, in the salvation, in the deliverance, in the meeting of a gloriously rising destiny, as the evidence of the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon this planet. The fact that you exist and that you hear this message is the evidence that you are chosen and you have the right to consistently choose to do that which is truly in your best interest on a daily basis, so that you have the opportunity to truly mature as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to walk the exalted walk with exalted thought and the beauty and the radiance and the resonance and the peace and the poise and the power and the potency and the high ethic and the morality and the sensibility and the creativity of being the evidence of the Creator's activity in the redemption and the reconciliation and the harmonization and the will rising of its way, its law, its light, so that its people and its planet are radiant as the evidence of the kingdoms and queendoms of God, the eternal government, and reflection truly of the eternal order. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I'm so grateful that you prefer to be with me than any other place on the planet in this now moment. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful, so thankful, and so prayerful that you're always being inspired to go higher, to reach deeper, to be ever more committed to doing that which is yours, in your clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, revivifying, and resurrecting, so that you walk the face of this earth in your wholeness, in your divinity, in the truth of the all that you and I each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. Because there is no greater gift, there is no greater wealth, there is no greater blessing, and there really is no greater success for where we are in this particular dispensation, where we are literally being called to remember, being called to rise, being called to care, being called to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where the intention is to phase our lineages out of existence, and to put us in a place where we have not ever walked in the light of the truth of the all that we were, that our blood was defiled, that we felt entitled to be completely adulterated, that we thought that whatever we do is all right because Jesus and God would forgive us anyway. And I'm saying that there is karmic debt that is just fulfillment of the law, in terms of reaping a harvest that is consistent with the nature of the seeds that we have sown over the years. And it's wreaking havoc in our bodies. And it was never the will of existence or the will of God for us to be sick and decrepit and infirmed and having our body parts removed because they are so polluted and so filled with so much waste. And so it matters that we really dispel the spells over us and come to a point in place where we care to literally be revivified in the light of the truth of the ones that we were born to be as these ones, the ones that realize the oneness of existence, the ones that care to walk in harmony with the laws that govern our being upon the planet, the ones who realize that we've come into this realm from another realm of eternity, and we are here to literally exalt a full effort in our living, that we have not been given license or been certified and degreed to do anything other than to live our lives by the intelligence of existence. Now, the miseducation that we've gotten, the religious indoctrination that we've experienced and whatnot, that has given us the thought that it is our free will to be enslaved to whatever appetite, desire, passion, lust, or whatever that we care to cultivate, is part of the usurpation of our right mind. And it matters that we care to be righted, to be corrected, to be rightly aligned with that which is the will of our being, the will of all being, to come to a point and place where we realize that to truly live in the love and the peace and the poise and the power of our Creator means that we exalt the right of all other beings, races, and nations to have the right to their lives. And not to just be in the place and space where they are commodity, business, slave for anybody. And so for ones and ones to feel as though they have been given permission by that intelligence that we refer to as God to depopulate the planet, to undermine everything and everybody, including the earth and her populace, all of her minerals, her gems, her riches, as well as her creatures, to realize that that was never the intention of existence, for there to be anyone who wars against existence itself. But because there is law, we can be comforted in the reality to know that nobody gets away with anything, but we cannot sit on the laurels of other ones who sacrificed, other ones who were freedom fighters, other ones who raised up and tried to do whatever they knew to do, but to realize that nobody really gave us the fullness of what is required until now, in terms of our own personal degrees of responsibility to exalt a full effort in our living, in terms of us being told forthrightly that you cannot kill yourself and then be successful in this life, to be in a place and space where you are being warned, but you are also being encouraged to do that which is truly yours on a daily basis, because nobody can free you from yourself. And so coming to a point and place where it really matters to us how we walk, how we stand, and how we live, so that we're not just aging, we're not just getting old, we're not getting sicker. We will not require anybody else to take care of us, because we have been so careless with ourselves that we can no longer take care of ourselves. I mean, who really wants that for so many people to have come to that point, regardless of how fabulous they were, regardless of how talented and how educated and whatever. And I'm just saying, in order to walk as liberated ones, education is not enough. Being highly educated is not enough. Being highly degreed in a system of miseducation is certainly not enough. Being talented, gifted, and skilled is not enough. Being in a place and space where you have so much beauty and so much charm and are so handsome and debonair is not enough for us to really understand the quality of care and the clarity of mind and the cleanliness of blood and the openness of our heart and our right alignment with that which is life itself, in order to dispel the spells that have been over us for generations to have us thinking that we can undermine ourselves, we can feed our appetites, we do not have to be disciplined, we do not have to be caring, we do not have to be loving, we do not have to do any of the things that we heard that we needed to do in terms of loving this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. We've heard it, but no, don't nobody do that. We ain't got to do that. That's not something we got to do, but we do got to go to school. We got to get up, go to school. We got to find a job. We got to pay our bills. We got to pay our taxes. That's what we have to do. So thinking that man's way is mandate and God's way is optional, or the way to God is optional, is part of the misalignment. We have to come to a point and place where it truly matters to us that we will stand in the light of all that we are as these points of thy absolute and supreme intelligence, to come to a point and place where we are no nonsense, no compromise, and no foolishness about doing that which is ours. We are here to honor and protect our children, to ensure their path. We are here to honor and glorify the ones through whom we've come. We are here to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving. We are here to master ourselves, our thoughts, our minds. We are here to learn how to truly accomplish the greatest thing, which is our self-mastery, the self-realization, self-actualization, and standing in harmony with the oneness of being. And so for whatever other accomplishments we make in terms of how much money we've generated, how much money we spend, how much money we save, that is not the same as really cultivating the truth of the wealth of yourself and being in a place where you are infinitely blessed because you have created and cultivated so much value. Because of the quality of person that you are, because of the quality of thought that you have, because of the ingenuity, the genius, the creativity, you having tapped into your inheritance through your DNA and invoked and called forth the greatness of your lineages to be the evidence of your richness and wealth in this particular dispensation. And so I am the one who is consciously caring to encourage us, consciously caring to have us in a place and space where it matters to us that we will be vivid in our own self-reflection, self-expression, self-realization, because realizing who and whose we are is these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And being supremely intelligent is the greatest degree of political consciousness that we can truly have. And to be in a system that talks about government for the people, by the people, when the people are being poisoned and the people are being seduced into thinking that they have the right to poison themselves and their generations, and then think that there is some government, there's something that they can do to be self-governing, when they have no degree of real discipline and are out of attunement with the basic laws of being directly. So there is no real democracy. It's a demoncracy going on in terms of people being devitalized and degraded and depressed and oppressed and suppressed and violated, usurped, so that that which was inherently theirs in terms of their genuine gifts is no longer there. And the system of oppression that began to undermine the kind of training and education that ones and ones got, particularly in communities of melanin-dominated ones, where there was no longer home economics, there was no longer classes of engineering or automobile mechanics or electronics. I mean, there were a lot of other options that were implemented in the school system 30 years ago, 40 years ago, that gave young men and young women opportunity to learn valuable skills and trades that are no longer there. And then by the time we factor in all of the artificial colors and flavors and nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, pesticide, herbicide, antibiotics, all of the chemicals that their bodies have been assaulted with, and then to add on top of that all of the vaccinations that are scheduled, supposedly. You understand? So no, let's really get and understand that it is a system of oppression, and that these are things that have been decided by those who do not have anybody's best interests at heart. And to realize that the realization of law, the actualization, the consequences, the harvest, the law that says that you will reap a harvest that is consistent with the nature of the seeds that you have sown. And so our realization that the government that was established here through the usurpation of the land and its minerals and its animals and its nations that were already established here on North American, Central America, South American continents, that we really have to realize that there is no way to get out of this except in the full realignment and redemption and reorientation that comes with the cleansing of the blood, that our bloodstream cannot bear the violation of violated beings, and then we be a free people. what those who are on the front line of the civil rights movement and the Black Power movement and all of those ones missed and ones that are still missing is that you cannot feed from those who are your oppressors. You cannot feed from the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and alcohol and tobacco and sugar and whatnot, and then maintain or create something great. Because you see that everybody is in decline from having participated with it, from the defilement of the bloodstream. The spirit is charged upon the blood, and the quality and the condition of the blood is going to truly lay foundation for the quality and the condition of the thought, and the thought and the capacity for true thinking and creative thinking is going to lay foundation for the quality of life. And it will also influence the longevity. And so we see so many ones who are having tragic dates with fate. So many ones who were so incredibly gifted, talented, whatever, that end up having died from this, that, or the other, having car accidents, plane crashes, in your mind to say, well, God called them home.
On Saturday, February 1st, from 5 to 8 p.m., Habesha Inc., Atlanta's premier Pan-African organization, will be holding its 23rd Earth Day celebration. This year's theme is Earth's Elegance, celebrating tradition and sustainability. That's 23 years as a nonprofit organization serving the Atlanta community by cultivating leadership in youth and families through practical experiences in cultural education, sustainable agriculture, entrepreneurship, technology, and holistic health. Guests will receive a 3-course plant-based meal and live entertainment. Once again, the event will be held on Saturday, February the 1st from 5 to 8 p.m. and will be hosted at the Arts Exchange, located at 2148 Noonan Street, East Point, Georgia. For more information, habeshainc.org. This has been another public service announcement from your listener-sponsored and supported community radio station, WRFG 89.3 FM, WRFG.org. How do you know when a man's in
pain? We are already in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence and being gifted with each and every breath. It's not that there is something greater for us to experience than life itself, but to realize that the greatness of life itself is that it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that we each have been gifted so much of that, and we can have as much absolute and supreme intelligence as we can handle. But there is so much more for us to accomplish in the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, so that we are no longer having to be cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death. To come to a point in place where we are not participating, to realize that doctors do not have to be a part of your life. Neither do the pharmaceuticals, neither, you understand? So I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, yes, it is necessary for us to remember the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being, but it is also necessary for us to come to a point in place where we care to be corrected after following those who have been wrong for so long. It is our time to realize the power that we've been gifted with, the imaging, the capacity for imaging, seeing, visioning, not with just the physical eye, but with the with ones we call the first eye. Other ones refer to the third eye. But being in a place where you realize that everything that we see is the evidence of that which has been seen in the mind's eye. And each of us can say, I am. And every order of being has a natural gift towards exalting a full effort in its living. Every order of being has a natural inclination to thrive in its life, to exert its intelligence, to know its food, to excrete its waste, to know its kind, to mate, to perpetuate itself, and to respond when it senses that its life is being threatened. For every order of being is intelligence, and the nature of intelligence is that it loves and exalts its right to its freedom. And although we have seen how those in captivity, no matter what order of being, they may get to a point where they can accept it, but not without the compromise of their natural gifts, talents, and abilities. We're in a place and space where it should matter to us that we are harmonized with the will of existence, because there is nothing, there are no edicts, there's nothing that has come out of this government that is sufficient to ensure the liberation and the resurrection of anybody. Even the golden rule at this particular point, do unto others as you would have others do unto you, is really marginalized when you are a detriment to yourself. So one who is a detriment to themselves will surely be a detriment to other ones. So at this particular point, we have to begin to really realize that, one, the whole Constitution is insufficient to ensure the progression of the nation. That each individual one has to come to a point and place where we demand for ourselves and from ourselves and of ourselves that we will align ourselves with that which is the source of all being, so that we can be restored, harmonized, reconciled, redeemed with that which is the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of life. And to come to a point and place where we don't care is to come to a point and place where there will be less of you, because you have to care in order to become more. You have to care in order to enhance and develop yourself. You have to care to really be rightly aligned. You have to care to cleanse yourself in order to heal yourself. You have to care to walk as a liberated person, liberated from the addictions, liberated from the degradation, liberated from the pain, the games, the shame, the guilt, the blame, liberated from degradation, liberated from the valley of the shadow of death and the shadow of the valley of death. You have to care. And you have to reach for that which is beyond what you've been given, because what you've been given is not enough. You have to really reach for absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth to be infused into the fabric of your very being, to come to a point and place where you have done the inner work of really exalting a full effort, opening your heart and your mind to the divinity and acknowledging the divinity of all of existence itself. Because there are those who want the best, but they want the best at the detriment of other ones. And therefore, you cannot have the best. Because no one's prosperity, in truth, depends upon the detriment of anybody else. Because we are in a system of law that is beyond what men have created. There is cosmic law and universal law, and the laws that govern our existence in this realm. And we cannot break it. We have to be harmonized with it. We have to come to a point and place where it matters that we are filled to overflowing with the gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessedness of our being. But you have to realize that the real I in you has to be truly activated, and to see that you are already so gifted and so blessed that your money and your cars and your things do not give you the substance. It's just things And when a people have been taught to devalue themselves and have been devalued as a people, then they want the things. They want what their oppressors have. They want what the slave master have. They want what the dominating culture has. And we can have any of it and all of it, but we were told to first seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, the right alignment with the truth of who you are within that body that is the temple where you meet God. I mean, there is order that we must follow, and we have been out of order. And to make us feel better being out of order, our religious indoctrination has patted us on the back and say, well, your nature is sinful, and God knows that you're sinful, and nobody expects you to really be divine. You only have to call upon Jesus. You only have to submit to Allah. You know, you have to follow the mandates of Muhammad or this one or that one, but you really do not have to aspire to any greater stature of a person. And I'm saying, no, your realization of the truth of your being means that you will apply yourself wholeheartedly to becoming a greater person, not just having things. That your light, your love, your wisdom, your truth, your peace, your poise, your power, your potency, your integrity, your high ethic, your morality, you understand that you will represent the lineages through whom you've come with every good thing that you have in you, that you care to be in a place and space where it matters, and you are intensely intentional in walking in the light of the truth of yourself. You are intensely intentional in doing that which frees you from sickness, illness, and disease. I don't know why it's people feel that they are so entitled to be sick, that they work towards their sickness. It's not that they are just falling sick. No, they're creating sickness every day. And a lot of it started before you could even make legitimate choices in your own behalf, because your parents were undermining you and grandparents were undermining you. And that's why we're having to take the time in our now moment to realize that this is our time to raise completely up, to be in a place and space where we are no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about walking in the light of the supreme intelligence that we each are, and to be in a place and space where nothing really matters except to be in the fullness of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of the Absolute on behalf of the eternal order, the eternal government, and as evidence of the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the planet. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.